Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Cheesecake with no trust. When can we expect a full course meal? We want an EP or an album.
Well, we're definitely putting out an EP. I'm working on that as we speak. I've got six songs ready to go. The next one will be dropping in May. That's going to be called Necessary. So look out for that one. It's definitely on the way, and I'm so excited to be putting out this project. So stay tuned. There's more coming.
All right, that's what we want to hear. You heard it here first, family. I must ask you, you know, when you grew up in a super talented family, and you have a very talented sibling like your brother, and you're just equally talented as he.
Yes, sir.
Can you kind of express to the listeners out there, what does it mean to you from an individual standpoint to kind of just step out there on your own, get from behind that shadow and just really let people see your talent, what you're able to bring to the table?
It means the world. First off, I want to mention that I am doing this project independently. No labels, no managers as of right now. No managers. It's strictly a family kind of based project. I have my mother behind me. I have my brother behind me 100%. So I am putting this project out independently. And that, to me, is what the real, you know, shining moment is for me. But it's been a while. I've had a journey and a struggle trying to release my music on my own, and so this is like my baby. That, you know, this is, and I'm sure everyone says that about their music, but this is definitely my baby. And to have the support of my brother, oh my goodness, it's like Christmas every day. It really, really is. It really is. I tell you, it is.
Now, you just mentioned something I really wanted to put emphasis on. You said the struggle about getting your music released. A lot of artists come into a lot of artists, up and coming artists that want to get involved in this music we call business or business over music. They don't really truly understand the magnitude of what it takes to be an artist and the things that you have to go through, especially being an independent artist. Can you kind of shed some light on that?
Well, my first, I guess, slice of advice would be education. The more you know, the more you go, the further you go. That statement is definitely true. You have to know, as first off, what your goal is and what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And let me just say that I am a mother, first off, before I am an artist, before I am anything, I am a mother. I have a wonderful 4-year-old little boy. And so to try to put a roof over his head and food in his mouth and try to come out with a independent project with no, you know, financial backing from a record label or, you know, not knowing a PR person on my own. Now, let me just tell you that, yes, my brother has connections to all of these people. But I need everyone to understand that this man is busy himself. You know, he has a family to support. He has a career to uphold. So it's not like he can take me by the hand and walk me into meetings or take me by the hand and, you know, get my music out there. This is up to me 100% by myself. Now, I won't say that, like I said, he can't help out in certain factors. But even getting that help sometimes is a struggle because, you know, right now he's getting ready to head overseas. So, you know, finding the different outlets, the producers to allow you to record on their music, every little stipulation, every little piece costs, you know, money. So you have to try to find different outlets to do these things for free. If your talent speaks for itself, a lot of times you can find the work for free. You can find free studio time. You can find free producers that are willing to let you record to their music because they're looking for writers or they're looking for artists to, you know, complete that package. Every beat needs words. Every beat needs a song to it. So if you're working on your craft and you're perfecting your craft to where, you know, nobody can say that song needs work. Your melodies are off. Your harmonies are off. Your key is off. If you work on your craft to where you've got it down to 100%, I promise you it will make the job a lot easier. And some of the work will actually come to you versus you having to find it.
Absolutely. You know what? The vibe that I get from you, just from the brief time that I've had an opportunity to converse with you, you are definitely a perfectionist. And being a perfectionist and being a very gifted songwriter, how imperative is it for you that you work with a producer, not only that really understands you and gets you, but also has the capacity to bring something out in you that you didn't realize that you had?
Oh, that is utmost important, utmost important. It's a relationship between a producer and a songwriter. And also, let me throw in the engineer is important as well. The engineer is the person that is sitting at that table recording every little thing that you do. That engineer is going to know if your voice needs some effect on that specific part of the song. That engineer is going to know if that note that you just sang was flat and you may need to record that over. You know, so these relationships are utmost important if you are trying to perfect your craft. Sometimes you may need help. You might not have the 100% of the puzzle. You may not know how to arrange your background in your music. And so the producer might fill that slot or the engineer might fill that slot. So it is utmost important that you find a producer that knows what they're doing or you find an engineer that knows what they're doing, because without them, you truly are nothing. Honestly, you truly are nothing as a writer.
You know what?
It is a working relationship.
It epitomizes your new single, No Trust.
Oh, you know, yeah, it does, right? It does. It really does. You've got to find that working family. And you know what? That was also very important to me creating this EP, was finding my musical family, because it was a struggle for a while to find a group of producers or to find, you know, an engineer that was willing to put in the hours and put in the work with me. So shout out to the Freshmen. Shout out to Tree Sound Studios in Atlanta, Georgia, because they really had my back on this project.
And you mentioned earlier, being a mother, a lot of responsibility, just being a parent in general.
Yes, sir.
How have you managed? maintain a personal life, but also an equal balance to a professional life, because it can get somewhat hectic when you're an independent artist and you're out there responsible for your brand as an artist.
Definitely. You've got to have a strong family backing is definitely in play in my situation. My mother is my rock. I do not know where I would be without my mother. And let me say, even though my brother is not on this call, that he would say the same thing. My mother is a strong entity in every single thing that happens with all of us. She handles our business, our children, our, you know, she's there. She is 100% in. And she's also, let me say, doing some business ventures herself, let alone playing the strong grandma and the strong mother role. She's got a foundation that she's got kicked off. She is Wonder Woman, 100%. So I'm going to give a lot of that credit to my mother, but also my brother, you know, being that he has been so successful with his music. That has allowed a lot of outlets for me, not only financially, obviously. You know, if I need childcare, I can kind of reach out to my brother and you know, for that help. But not only that, we both reside in California. So a lot of times, you know, if I'm going to the studio, I might send my kid over to his house. You know what I mean? With his wife and their baby and their nanny. Go over there and hang out with Uncle D. My baby calls him Uncle D. Go out and hang out with Uncle D while mommy goes to the studio. So, honestly, it's family. My child's father is here as well in California. So he chimes in as well. It is a family unit. It takes a village.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I've only got one, mind you. I've only got one. So shout out to all the parents out there that are doing it with two and three and four, because I've got one.
Oh,
and he is like five.
Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. For those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined this afternoon by the super talented Nikki Lorraine. Lord have mercy. New hit single, No Trust. Your journey in music, we have our ups and downs, just like everyone in life. What are some of the things that you've experienced from a personal and business aspect in this industry that has made you a lot stronger and a lot wiser when you come to the table dealing from a business aspect?
Awesome question. I started out very, very young. Grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada, and my uncles and my aunts were who first kind of kicked us off into music. They recognized that we each had musical talents. And mind you, I come from a big family. My cousins, I had a house full of cousins that was a family of five. So moved to Las Vegas, instantly linked up with them, and they got us into a nonprofit organization called KFAB, which they created, where we performed around Las Vegas for different venues, you know, like Super Duper Dare Day and just things that involve children, positive outlets for children. So we kind of started there. Now, once I got into high school, that kind of broke off into trying to do it a little more seriously, you know, get the record deal, get signed with a label. I had a lot of rejection in high school. It was, she needs to lose weight. This one, you know, because I started off in a female girl group of three. And so it was, this one needs to lose weight. That one needs to get her teeth fixed. This one needs that. This one needs that. So at that time, the music industry was very based off of your looks. And, you know, if you had the complete 100% package. So I struggled a lot over the years with, is this something that I really want to take seriously? Or do I want to just go get a regular 9-to-5 job that's going to pay my bills? You know, I struggled back and forth between going for my dream or, you know, just like I said, getting the 9-to-5. It took me to become a mother to honestly say, you know what? No, I need to teach my child. I need to be an example for my child and show him that your dreams can make your dreams come true. You can follow through. Even at, and I'm going to go on an edge here and go ahead and say, even in your 30s, you can still do it. You can still make it happen, okay? And mommy is not just going to take it sitting down. Mommy is going to get up and go to that studio and invest every single dime that she can into making that dream come true so that I can open the gates for him when he's 18 and he's wanting to pursue whatever it is that he pursues. So, but I've had rejection. I've had, you know, the deal on the table and then taken back from me. I've had, you know, the bottom of the barrel nothing, to where you've had to start over completely working at the storage shed or working at the, you know, the clothing store. I've done it all. I have done it all. And I said, you know what? No. I can do that and put out a single. How about that?
Yes, Lord.
So here I am. So here I am.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's interesting that you mentioned as far as how the industry used to be. The industry was actually, once upon a time, very superficial. It wasn't.
Oh, yes.
It wasn't based on talent. Everything was based upon a look or an appearance.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't based on talent. And now you're seeing, wait a minute now, you know, the labels have dwindled down. It's only a handful of labels now. So you have a lot of artists out there like you are independent and have complete creative control over the music. So they're saying, hey, look, it's about the music at the end of the day. Your brand.
Yes, sir. Your brand. Yes, sir. Yes, and I like the fact that you use, I like the fact that you use the word creative control, because that was another reason as to why I decided to come out independent, because I didn't want anyone in my ear saying, well, this is what's selling now. This is what's hot now. This is the sound that's out now. There's a fan for every single market. Country western, alternative, hard rock, rap. There's a fan out there. So don't ever let anyone tell you this is not what's happening now. This is not what's being done now. Because it is. It is being done now.
Somewhere. Absolutely, without question. Now,
so,
you mentioned earlier about your brother going overseas now.
Yeah.
It's huge. It's a very large market once you head outside the United States, because their love affair with R&B music is incredible. For your brand, for your music, how far-reaching as far as the expectations that you have set for your music to reach globally?
Well, what I can say is I believe that right now my fan base is biggest overseas, and that is because a lot of my early on fans have stinted from my brother's career. You would be amazed at how many people from Brazil are in my inbox on a constant basis saying hi or commenting on, you know, a picture that I posted of my brother's children, or, you know, myself being out with my brother's children. So that following automatically kind of links up to you. And let me say that the overseas market are definitely dedicated fans. You know, they buy the music, they go to the concerts, they want you there. Every day I get, when are you coming to Italy? We have an open, you know, market for you. We're waiting for you with open arms. So I'm global. I am trying to be global here. I'm trying to be here in the United States on my own soil. And I'm trying to, you know, I'm waiting to go to Italy. I'm waiting to go to Brazil. Trust and believe. I am. I cannot wait.
Well, you know what? I know they no longer can wait for you either, man. It's definitely a beautiful thing. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. God is
We're
going to
get it.
Yes,
sir. We're going to get into it. The new hit single, A Slice of Cheesecake, of course, from the incredible Nicki Lorraine with No Trust. Yes, Lord. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
The Freshman.
Didn't I hit you up? Stay on the tip like what? Didn't I fight enough? Somehow it got too rough. Didn't I hold you down? True lady in the streets brings friends around me. Didn't I hold you up? But we got nothing but our no trust.
Give it up, ain't that busy enough? Give it up,
make me part of your make-believe. friend that doesn't make ya. Why I stick around, I'll never know. Wait, 'cause I love you much more. And from you I go. I can't stand when you lie to me. And you can't blame it on privacy. And I keep giving you everything no more. Hey, like what are we here for? Hey. Help me, anything, lie to me. Make me part of your make-believe. The fuck never lead you from me. And I'm not perfect, but dignity. Oh, oh, my baby, tonight. Can you look me in my eyes? Oh, my baby, tonight. Yeah. Whoa, ooh, ooh, baby.
Website. That's at NikkiLorraine.com. Also on Twitter at Nikki Smith and Facebook at Facebook.com/people. Nikki Lorraine and Instagram, Nikki_Lorraine. My love, I want to thank you so much for providing us with a slice of cheesecake this afternoon.
Thank you.
Hopefully very,
now, you know,
very
cheesecake,
soon.
That's my favorite cheesecake. That's my favorite dessert. Sprinkle a little white chocolate on top of that, and it is heaven.
Lord have mercy.
You know I'm a foodie, Teddy Bear.
Well, you know what? Hopefully, very soon, you will make your beautiful self available down here and come to Houston. We would love to have you in the studio.
Oh,
and before, before I let you know, I go because I know the listeners are going to get on me. What can we expect as far as possibly upcoming live performances? Because we definitely want to see you do your thing live.
Well, you know what? This Friday, I will actually be on the More Access show. It's a local show in Las Vegas on Fox 5, but it will air online. And it shows 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That is the More Access show on Fox 5. That's going to be this Friday.
Okay, you heard of her. You heard of your first fans. And also, we have to show your mother a lot of love. You had mentioned something earlier about that organization that she's putting together. Can you let the listeners know about that, please?
Yes, my mother is starting a nonprofit organization. It's called the Smith Family Foundation. Before she started that, she was the president of the Compound Foundation, which was my brother's nonprofit organization that kind of focused around foster children. And so my mom will be doing the same thing. I think they have decided to dissolve the Compound Foundation. I'm not 100% sure, so don't quote me on that. But she is starting her own separate foundation, and it's called the Smith Family Foundation. She also has started a celebrity online clothing boutique. It's a resale boutique, and the profits will go towards the Smith Family Foundation. That is called Miss Lorraine's Closet. And once again, that is online as we speak. If you'd like to check that out, it has anything from 99 cents up to, you know, some of Neo's old wear. We've got some of T-Pain's old gear. We've got multiple celebrities that have donated old attire. That, and again, all proceeds will go towards the Smith Family Foundation. So you guys can check that out online as well. And that's headed by Neo's mother and my mother. Her name is Miss Lorraine.
Okay. Well, my love, you be sure to let your mother know and yourself, whatever we can do to promote anything and everything, please don't hesitate to let us know. Love you so much. Keep doing what you do.
Love you.
Oh, thank you, my
thank
queen.
You.
Be safe. And much
thank you, God bless you guys.
Same to you, my queen. The very talented, yes, Lord, Nikki Lorraine. You're in the zone of LOTL Radio. My goodness. Remember, family, the new single, the new single, No Trust, available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Amazon.com. Lord have mercy. It's a beautiful thing. My goodness, 128 Central Standard Time on a very smooth but always tranquil Wednesday afternoon. Yeah. You know what? I feel like some more Nikki, but you know what? Instead of some Nikki Lorraine, let's get into some Nikki Greer with Good Love featuring Miss Jade. Nothing like Good Love. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Oh, mama.
I just wanna love you.
Bye. unusual for you to stop loving me.
So unusual here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And before that, the legendary crooner himself, O'Brien, you and I, yes, Lord, had to take it back just a little bit. Yeah, Doctor Who's Time Machine, Lord have mercy. 1:42 Central Standard Time on a very therapeutic Wednesday afternoon. And remember, family, hey, you know what? Before I forget, forgive me. I mean, I've been getting a lot of feedback on this. Teddy Bear, when you're not on the air, what do we do? What kind of music? Well, I'm glad you asked. Be sure to stop by our official website at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com for 24-hour nonstop live streaming music. It's definitely a beautiful thing. And while you're there, you can also get all the latest updates. And if you have a particular song request or an artist that you would like to have on our show, let your voices be heard. That's what we're here for. So it is written, so it shall be done. You can also catch up with us on Twitter. That's at Twitter/LOTO Radio. Also on Facebook at Facebook.com/LOTL, the comfort zone, and last but certainly not least, Lord help me, Instagram. Yeah, Instagram. Instagram.com/LOTL, the comfort zone. My goodness, so much to get into with so little time to get in with it. Well, let's get into it. Some more soothing music. Here's the latest from Howard Hewitt. A love of my own here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
When I fell in love, I can remember beautiful moments, a perfect picture, building up a trust. Nothing ever came between us. This magical life is all that I wanted.
It's wonderful,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So far to go.
I'm so in love. I never gave you up. I need you to know you hold a place in my heart.
together like almost all the time. The way you gave me your love truly blew my mind. Hey.
We were so in love.
Thought we were so in love.
Thought we were so in love.
About that time, but no need to fear. The Chocolate One is always here. Won't you join me tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern, and for those who are on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we have the honor of welcoming Golden Globe and Emmy-nominated actress, the incredible Miss Gloria Rubin, as we get into her upcoming performance at Feinstein's 54 Below Ladies Night, Great Ladies of Song. That'll be this Saturday. We'll give you all the latest updates and details. No need to fear. But once you join us, man, I'm really looking forward to having this very talented lady on the show tomorrow afternoon. And speaking of talent, I want to send out a very special thank you to the captivating Nikki Lorraine. Thank you so much, my queen, for honoring us today. Remember, family, be sure to purchase her new hit single, No Trust, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and for the adventurous ones out there at Amazon.com. And we're going to close with another exceptional gifted artist, Alexa Ayana, Lord have mercy, new album, 21. I remember that yesterday. To all the many listeners and supporters out there, thank you for doing it, and thank you for supporting us and loving us. Without you, there's no Teddy Bear, and of course, there's no Zone. But as in always, keep it soulful here on LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
You got me feeling like you can read my mind, 'cause you always hitting me up right on time. Know what I like, you know how to do it right. I let you put me to bed every night. This is what I want from you.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Show me what you came to do. I'm right here.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody do me like you do me, like you do.
Know what I
everybody.